Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to What's Eric Eating, Culture Map's bi-weekly look at all things Houston bars and restaurants. I'm your host, Culture Map editor Eric Sandler. Today on the show, we will not be talking about the news of the week or the restaurants of the week. Instead, it's time for the What's Eric Eating Ultimate Houston Vietnamese Restaurant Draft. As Houstonians, I know everyone has a favorite Vietnamese restaurant, or rather, we have favorite dishes at multiple Vietnamese restaurants. With that in mind, I have assembled a panel of local experts to share their picks in the following six categories: salad/appetizer, entree, sandwich, soup, Viet Cajun, and wildcard. For those of you who are not familiar with this, we kind of work like a fantasy football snake draft. So once a restaurant has been selected in a specific category, no one else may take it in that category. Similarly, no individual person may select the same restaurant in more than one category. Now let me introduce our drafters in the order in which they will be picking in the first round. He is the founder of the Chow Down in Chinatown Facebook group. Stevie Vu, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me here.
She is a multiple-time What's Eric Eating draft participant, the director of catering events for Local Foods Group. Chelsea Thomas, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello. I hope to keep my maid of honor status in this draft. always the bridesmaid, never the bride. We'll see what happens.
She is the owner of Heights Grocer and newly opened Montrose Grocer. Mary Clarkson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to compete today.
I am picking fourth. Picking fifth is the co-founder of the Have a Nice Day AAPI pop-up markets, Isabel Proto-Martier. I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. Very nervous, very excited. And I think luck is going to be on my side.
Last but not least, he is a Houston hospitality veteran and a co-founder of the Houston Barbecue Festival, celebrating his birthday today as we are drafting. Michael Fulmer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to celebrate it here. My top goal here is just not to embarrass myself.
a noble and worthy goal. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have your instructions. You have your draft boards. You have thought about your selections. So let's kick it off. Stevie Vu, with the number one overall pick, what is your selection?
All right. Well, I figure this one's going to have a whole lot of votes, so I'm going to go with sandwich first.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to go OG with this one. So I'm going to pick one that's located over in the little Saigon Bella area called Wen-No, N-G-U-I-N-N-G-O. That place has been, it's been an establishment for some time now, and it's a consistent, you always know what you're getting for over there.
Very good. I admit I've never heard of that. So we are off to a strong start.
Wait. Are we allowed to have a sandwich in the app category, in the appetizer salad category?
No. You have to put your sandwiches in the sandwich category and your apps in the app category.
I'm just saying.
But you do have the wild category. So if you want two sandwiches, you can always pick a sandwich.
Okay.
All right. Chelsea Thomas, it's up to you. I know this is going to be a good one.
Hey, guys. What's up? Okay. I'm going to start off with my app and salad category. I think we all know what I'm about to say. It's the Goi Vit at Tan An sandwiches. I mean, she's beautiful. She's huge. She's made of an entire head of cabbage, She's three meals in one. I love her so much. And I think that I could eat that salad every single day if someone put it in front of me. So I'm going to go with that.
Excellent choice.
Salad from where?
So the goyvit, the duck salad from Tian An Sandwiches in Midtown.
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
I had
Right,
that
that's
last week, as a matter of fact.
right. Just to be clear, that takes all the appetizers from Tian An off the board.
That's
So,
it.
and I hate to say it, but it was underwhelming.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
Shots fired.
Birthday
Yep. I
boy.
mean, you said talk about it, and I know it's a famous dish, but it was underwhelming. Okay.
You
All
eat too
right.
much. I just think that's because you eat too much barbecue, but here we are.
The senses are dulled.
All right, Mary
tough but
Clarkson, third
fair.
overall pick.
Okay, I'll round out the sandwich category here for my banh mi selection is going to be Roustar crispy tofu. Little surprising. Lemon pepper, garlic butter. It is really yummy. Just kind of a lighter version of a banh mi for me. I really like it.
All right. Well, I'm delighted that this has proceeded as it did, because I'm gonna kick things off with my wild card. I'm not gonna let this
Uh-oh.
linger. Give me the beef seven ways at Saigon Pagalak. I mean,
Oof.
just an epic feast. You've got the grill your own beef rolls, you've got the meatballs, you've got the sausages, you've got the beef salad, the beef soup. I mean, just an epic spread. And I think one of the truly like iconic group dining
Like
experiences in Houston. So
experiences, yeah.
beef seven ways at Saigon Pagalak is my wild card.
And I'm going there. Stop. You're going to smell like beef.
Yeah.
All right. Isabel, that brings us to you.
Okay. I am gonna go with my soup pick, and I might butcher this. It's Bun Bo Huy Dok Chong Midnight. Okay, I got a nod from Stevie, so hopefully that was close. And they only serve one thing, and it one thing in two sizes, and it is Bun Bo Huy, in a small or a large. And I think that says something that they're always packed. And you can only get one thing there. It's very simple to order, but it is the best BBH in the city.
All right,
And where?
say that restaurant name one more time, please.
Well, you're gonna embarrass me. Bun Bo Huy Duk Chong. And I think there's multiple locations, so the one that ends at midnight is an important detail.
Got it.
There might
All right.
also be a number three in the
Yeah.
title, but it's in
No,
Bel-Air.
that one's in Bel Air too, right? Yeah, they've had a couple close. There's, I think, one another one in Bel Air closed before, but yeah, they're spread around.
Oh.
But the one by midnight, it's still there.
Okay. All right, good. But one thing, there's no menu. You just tell them the size and that's what you get. It's the best.
I like it. I deliberately chose soup rather than pho in the expectation that there would be at least one Bu Bun Wei chosen. So yes, that this is all going according to plan. All
Happy
right.
to deliver.
All right, Mr. Fulmer, you have two selections, so go ahead and close out round one.
All right, I'm going to go with appetizer. The little discs that they have, it's at Bumbei Chen at Nam Gao, with the shrimp. The first time I went there actually was Linda Salinas, who used to be on this podcast, took me there. And, I've gotten lots of plaudits. And that was the first dish we had, and it really blew me away. It was just fantastic. So that will be my first. And then let's see, for my second one, I'm going to go with entree. And I'm going to go with the red curry beef rib for Koi Barbecue. If I can use, could
Nice.
I go with Koi Barbecue? Now, he also serves
Absolutely.
us with the beef rib, but I love it with his red curry that Don Nguyen does is just unbelievable. And what he's done with Texas barbecue and learning the basics of the Trinity and then conflating that into his heritage and his Vietnamese background is just unparalleled, and it's fantastic, and I could eat it every week.
Excellent choice. All right, Isabel, we are back to you.
Okay, I'm gonna go with my entree. Dakao is also an OG spot in Chinatown. I feel like it's a little bit chaotic. You're gonna probably wait for a seat. And their menu is huge. Like, it takes you 20 minutes just to like look at every page. But the bun cha Hanoi is one of my favorite dishes ever, and I feel like it's hard to find. When you do find it, it's generally always good, but it's best at Dak Hao.
All right, just for my purposes, what is Bun Chow Hanoi?
Yeah, so it is, how do I explain this? It is like sliced lemongrass pork, and also like char-grilled pork meatballs, and they are super, super hot and grilled, and then they put them in the Nook Mom sauce with like pickled radish and carrots, and then it's kind of choose your own adventure with vermicelli noodles, fresh herbs, and lettuce. So similar to like a vermicelli bowl, but this one is just presented differently, and I love the meatballs.
Awesome. All right. Excellent choice. All right. That brings it back to me. Chelsea, you took the duck salad from Tianan. So that leaves the goi vit at Huynh for me. And I will happily take that.
Oh,
I will
so
happily
good.
take that as my
Oh.
appetizer selection. I have never found it to be underwhelming. I have always found it to be very delicious.
Delicious.
I got really nervous. I thought you were going to say another dish from Tianan, but we'll leave that for.
I have a couple from there myself.
Well, I love Tianan. I could have picked a lot of different things from Tianan, but I think we, there is one obvious thing from Tianan that is left out there, which of course you cannot select because you have already picked your Tianan item. But I'm sure we'll hear about it either as an entree or a wild card at some point in this draft. All right. Mary Clarkson, we are back to you.
Okay, well, legit, I was going to take the duck salad. I was leaving it out there, so you took that. I'm going to go with Old Saigon Cafe, the mango and papaya salad. Nice and refreshing.
Nice.
Nice. Excellent choice. All
Excellent.
right.
Duck salad, as the kids say, does fuck though. Sorry. Sorry, Fulmer.
Maybe
right,
there's allergies.
Chelsea, we're back
Sorry.
to you in round two.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and take my entree. Yes, I didn't select the obvious choice from Tianan because I wanted to take this particular dish, which is the bangkeun from Tian Tan, specifically the tit dong, so the grilled pork rice crepe from Tian Tan.
Yum yum.
Miscash only Belair, flagons of fish sauce on the table. They specialize in this dish, which is basically a giant rice paper crepe that's super, super soft, a little tacky. And then you have grilled pork inside. There's lots of different fillings though. And I could eat this once again. Vietnamese is probably one of my favorite foods, so I could eat this dish a million times. And these are like the masters of this dish, in my opinion. In the Houston area. So I couldn't recommend this enough.
No, this was definitely on my board. It's a very, very delicious dish. I am not surprised that it didn't make it out of the second round.
We did a crawl for Thanksgiving through Asia Town, and that was our second stop to have that dish. And I've had it before, and let me tell you, it's just as good as it's always been. Just fantastic.
A friend took me, I went to for the first time in high school. I had never been to a place where there were just jugs of fish sauce on
I
the
know.
table,
They're
and
like,
I'm pretty sure I was like, oh, tea, so nice. It's not. Don't do that. But you're gonna have a lot of it, so maybe it equates to a beverage.
all right, Stevie, we are back to you. You have the last pick in round two and the first pick in round three.
Chelsea, could you remind me which dish did you mention from Tan Tan?
The goi the oh. The bangkeun, the rice paper crepe
Bang
they specialize
Gwen?
in.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
sorry, I'm not. My pronunciation is
Oh no, no
probably
worries
very
at
rough.
all. I was making sure I wasn't overlapping on that. Then I'm gonna pick with my appetizer. I'm also gonna go with Tan Tan. And for that one, there's a staple dish from Tan Tan called Bang Bo Chin.
No.
Ah, and that one, it's been pretty much like a signature staple for Tan Tan. Anyone that goes there has to get that for a starter. And it's a mix. Think of it kind of like a it could be like a Vietnamese omelet, like a Vietnamese pancake. They use rice flour for little squares that they pan fry, and then you add a little mixture of eggs in there along with some garnishings, and they have this nice dipping sauce to go with it. And it's one of those where you don't either have to order at the table or you have to order to go when you leave.
Right.
That was
I mean,
my
this is the
wild card
eternal
pick.
debate, right? It's Bun Bot Chen at Nam Gao versus Bun Bot Chen at Thien Ton, right? Like that's the
Tan Tan.
Tan Tan.
Oh, Tan Tan, excuse me.
Tan
Yeah.
Tian Tan. Tan Tan.
Thien
Yeah,
Tan.
yeah.
Stevie, I only didn't say that because I felt like you deserved it as the only Vietnamese person here. Because that is a strong one. That
it's one of the best dishes
no, no
in the city.
Reserves, okay? Just be brutal.
drunk, sober, any time of day, that
no,
thing is
seriously.
So good.
All right, Stevie, we are moving on to round three. So what is your first selection?
All right, so I'd like to go next to soups. So for that one, it's going to be in a similar kind of lateral with Isabel, but there's one in front of that cow called Vua Vun Bo, VUABUNBO. And for that one, they make phenomenal Vun Bo Wei, a Bo Kho soup, which is a traditional beef stew. But most of the items on their menu are traditional, but they hit that home style nostalgia right on the mark right there. And it's like you mentioned with a lot of Vietnamese restaurants, they have their signature items in their name, whether it's Bun Ba Wei or Pho or whatnot. And Vua Bun Ba, I mean, Vua, that word means king. And so to be able to call yourself king of beef soup, that's a statement right there.
Wait, I love that.
I like it. All right, Chelsea, we are back to you.
Okay, I'm going to steam about the Tan Tan pick for a second. Okay. It's okay. All right. I'm also going to go in the soup category, and I'm going to take the sour catfish soup from Bodard Bistro. One of my favorite little places in Chinatown. I love all of their appetizers, but the sour catfish soup, which I am not as good at pronouncing the contour. It is one of the best things I think I've ever eaten in my life. It is so tropical with the pineapple, and there's okra and tamarind and big slices of tomato, and there's like bombs of roasted garlic in there with this unbelievably fresh like fillet of catfish that just peels off. It's so good. It's like everything I want to eat stuffed into a soup and somehow is refreshing, whether it's 100 degrees outside or super cold. And I also just think Bodard Bistro is such a wonderful little place. They're so sweet and kind there. It's a tiny, tiny little place, but everything is delicious, and I can't recommend that soup enough.
Very good. All right. Mary Clarkson, we are back to you in round three.
Okay, I am going to go, I'm going to follow Chelsea in the soup category, and I'm going to pick cabbage soup from Enum. A little something different in Autry Park. And yeah, I didn't want to pick kind of what I thought other people would pick. So beautiful restaurant, really good soup.
An interesting choice, a surprise addition to the Michelin Guide, in my opinion. But, you know, a restaurant that, you know, it's operated in a high profile location without PR, but certainly Chris Kinjo from MF Sushi, you know, is Vietnamese, knows Vietnamese cuisine. They have a very dynamic young woman who's running the kitchen there. And yeah, it's an impressive place. All right. Well, let's see. I guess that brings it to me. What do I want to do here? You know, no one has taken Viet Cajun yet. And I feel like I'm going to go while the going is good. So give me Crawfish Cafe, just because it's my personal favorite place for like boiled seafood and turkey necks and all that stuff.
That's so good.
When you get the Thai basil and you combine it with the garlic butter, I just think that's like some of the best. I think that's some of the best crawfish in the city. And it's obviously very popular. They've expanded to multiple locations all over the place. So yeah, give me Crawfish Cafe for my Viet Cajun.
I'm so screwed.
I had it on my list, but fortunately we have a wide selection in this town.
It's hard. I remember during COVID, I met them in a parking lot to pick up crawfish. Like that's how good it is. COVID could not cancel crawfish season for me.
Crawfish during the pandemic, is that what you're saying?
I did that, but for pastries from the restaurant that's now called Casa Emma. Nick and Stephanie would show up in the Polly's parking lot with like a truck and a whole bunch of pastries, and I was like, oh yeah, give me one of those and one of the, anyway.
Is it weird to call those the good old days? No, just kidding.
No comment. No com. No. No. Too. No. We're staying. We're staying out of that. Isabel. Isabel. Let me move on. Round three.
Okay. Oh man, so many good ones have already been picked. I'm gonna back this choice up. So I'm going appetizer at Bun Mang Vit Tanda, the Duck House. And it is their crispy rice paper wrapped chaya, the egg roll. And they're one of the few people who still wrap it in rice paper. A lot of people now don't, and it pisses me off. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that as a non-Vietnamese person.
You're not allowed to talk about politics, but you are allowed to say when something
yeah,
pisses
egg
you
roll
off.
Wrapper. I feel very strongly about egg roll wrappers. But yeah, it is just the perfect vehicle for their nook mom or nook chum, is it, Stevie? Which one is it when it's dressed?
Take your pick.
Okay, take your pick. Yeah. Either one, it's delicious.
there's only a few places with that kind of texture. That's
yes.
Left out of the city.
And they're so incredible. I will happily drive over there for those egg rolls.
All right, Michael Fulmer, close out round three for us.
Okay, let's see. Let's get my pho out of the way. So many great options. You know what? I really like the oxtail pho at Pho 54. You know, it's a deep, good broth. I think it's solid what they do. And, you know, oxtails, of course, have to be slow cooked. And, you know, pho is almost a perfect vehicle for that. So that's going to be my choice for that.
All right. And you can kick off round four.
Right. Well,
you know what? Actually, before you kick off round four, let me just go over the selection so far. Help me, please, with pronunciation. Stevie, where did you take your sandwich from?
Called Wen No.
Okay. Chelsea took the duck salad from Tian An. Mary took the crispy tofu banh mi from Roostar. I took Beef Seven Ways as my wild card from Saigon Pagalak. Isabel took the Bo Bun Way from Bo Bun Way Duck Chong Midnight. Michael closed out round one with the Bo Bat Chen from Nam Gao. He started round two with the red curry beef rib from Koi Barbecue. Isabel picked the Bun Choi Hanoi from Dakao. I took the duck salad from Win. Mary took the mango papaya salad from Old Saigon Cafe. Chelsea took the Bon Coon from Tan Tan. And Stevie took the Bun Ba Chen from Tan Tan. That closed out round two. Stevie began round three with the Bo Bun Hui from Vo Von Vo. Did I say that right? I'm sorry.
Close enough. Vua, wait. V-U-A-V-U-N-V-O. Vua Bun Ba.
And then Chelsea took the sour catfish soup from Bodard Bistro. Mary took the cabbage soup from Anam. I took Crawfish Cafe as my Via Cajun selection. Isabel took the crispy rice paper egg rolls from Bun Mong Vit Ta Da, I think. Yes?
The duck house, I think, is also a...
Duck house is good. And Michael closed out round three with the oxtail pho from Pho 54, which brings us to round four. Michael Fulmer, kick us off.
Well, I'm worried about the Via Cajun now. So, like I said, a lot of great choices. I don't know if it was the first place to do a Thai basil crawfish. I think it is, but Cajun Kitchen, certainly the first place I had it. They charged a little bit more for it and 100% worth it. When I do my, you know, crawfish runs and sometimes we're hitting two, three, four places, if we're on that side of town, that's always going to be one of them. Plus, you get to go to Eck Bakery and have the egg custard. But, so that my Via Cajun is going to be Cajun Kitchen with the Thai basil.
Excellent choice. All right, Isabel, it's up to you.
Oh, man. I'm going to do my wild card. And some people might disagree. So I'm doing Lua Viet Kitchen Shaking Tofu. And it's so good. It is so, it is like one of my favorite things to have during the week. So crispy, so fish saucy, very garlicky. I don't know how traditional it is. I'm not 100% sure, but it's very good.
It's my order, go-to order every time. I thought for sure no one would take it, so I didn't choose it. And so I totally support
I got
you on that choice.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. I still don't have a sandwich yet. So I'm going to jump in and I'm just going to go I'm gonna go old school. Give me the grilled pork at Cali Sandwich. Like, just keep it classic. Yeah. Staple solid. Of Houston dining. You know, it's always consistent. It's not very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's close to home for me, which is nice. So yeah, just give me the grilled pork at Cali Sandwich.
They're holding it down in Midtown, and I appreciate it.
They're holding it down with mayo on top. Actually, yeah.
All right, Mary, that brings us back to you.
I think I'll go ahead and do Viet Cajun, and I'm going to pick South by Saigon for Cajun style crawfish. Nice and spicy, wet sauce, lots of garlic, delicious.
Yeah, really good.
Excellent choice.
And well priced too. They're very competitive.
And I didn't know this, it's already crawfish season. Who knew?
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah, BB's already has crawfish. I was like, excuse me, Corey from Anvil. We ran into him last night and he's like, I'm on my way to BB's to get crawfish.
No. If they're like $18 a pound, it's too soon. I'm not interested.
I don't know. I'm not interested until
they're a little bigger and the price drops a little.
Yeah, he said they were like a nice medium size. So I don't know. We'll have to inquire about pricing.
All righty. Well, Chelsea Thomas, that brings us to you in round four.
Okay. I'm going to take my Viet Cajun because, like, wow, Crawfish Cafe was really a stab to the heart, I got to tell you.
sorry, not sorry.
I know. We're starting to get really competitive here, guys. All right.
Sir Thomas Ross.
I do want to say off the top, I don't know why Isabel was worried. I'm so freaked out now. Okay. 88 Boiling Crawfish is going to be my Viet Cajun take. One of the OG crawfish, like Viet Cajun spots. I think of it kind of like I know it's not, but I think of it kind of like a crawfish, Viet Cajun crawfish dive. And I just think it's classic. And
it's small. It's a small place.
It's a small place. You know, it's not this big flashy spot. I know it gets pressed, but it doesn't get like press like other Viet Cajun places does. And I just think it's like, it just churns it out. So mad respect for 88 Boiling Crawfish.
All right, Stevie, we are back to you. You can close out round four.
All right. Well, I feel like I need to go with the Viet Cajun because I'm running out of options on here. I'm going to go with another one that's not talked about so much and it's fairly new in the scene, but it's over in the Shady Acres area. That's a Real Seafood.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of mine.
They've got a lot of different flavors. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, they've got a lot of different flavors and even in the off season, they've got a whole lot of things to be able to turn out on their menu, and yeah, those guys party.
It's right. It's right by that beer garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, it's right near that beer garden. Yeah, sure. Solid.
Yeah. All right, very good. All right, and then you can kick off round five. You have entree and wild card left.
Yeah, so an entree and wild card. Actually, no, I'll go with entree on this one. I guess with entree, I'll go with. Kind of similar towards another dish that was brought out for that Chelsea mentioned about with entree with the was it Chelsea another one for Bang Guan? Yeah, I'm gonna go with another one. It's called Tian Tan.
Oh, that is the one I picked.
Oh, you said that. I thought it was Tian. Oh goodness.
Come on, Stevie. I'm just kidding.
it's the pronunciations. It's okay.
It's okay.
Tian Tan.
Sorry about that. Well, then I will go with another one. Then for that one, I'm going to go with Moon Rabbit. Moon Rabbit, the modern Vietnamese place. The chef comes from a family-owned one in Spring Branch called Kim Chow, and the miso marinated clay pot. It goes on a traditional fish clay pot, which instead of using catfish, they'll use salmon or cod on there, and they do a miso marinated versus a heavy soy braise on there. And they like taking traditional and not to make it a give it a new, totally complete over like facelift, but they keep it traditional with a little swipe twist to it.
All right, this one hurts because I was really hoping that Moon Rabbit was going to fall to me in this round for my entree selection. This was definitely on my board, so very well chosen. I think it's like the very good, like second generation Vietnamese restaurant where like they get the traditional flavors, but the presentation's a little updated. Service is great. The cocktails are really good. It's such a good addition. I mean, you know, 19th Street, right? Like Squabble, Basso, Agnes and Sherman, Moon Rabbit. Like, is there a better like 3-block stretch for dining in Houston? I mean, I think you'd be hard pressed to name one.
Oh, and the tunes that go on in that restaurant too. Everything 80s, 90s. That's good vibes.
All right. Well, now that you've hurt my feelings, I guess Chelsea Thomas, I guess we're up to you. You have sandwich and wild card left.
Yeah, so I'll take my sandwich. So it's going to be the Bun Mi Duck Bit from Alpha Bakery inside of Hong Kong Market in downtown. I love this. I love this place because it feels like one of those spots that has been there forever, because you walk in and there's like a bazillion snacks on all the tables. There's so many things to buy. And the people who are making the sandwich are behind this tiny, like, little window. And I think the most, I'm going to just say this, sexually charged thing that happens in this space.
All right. Tell us
is
more.
That when you order the bun mi, the first thing they do is just, like, just take a spatula and, like, just really get into the edges of that butter tin.
Oh,
that they so got good. There and like I don't know if it like the amount of butter they get on the knife defies the laws of physics, but then it like goes on the sandwich and you're like, I'm about to like see and feel God in the sandwich. Mm-hmm. So it's $5, which is insane. Or the last time I went, it was $5 cash, and they just pile it high with like head cheese, but you know, with pate and everything. And also, they're so mean, and I love that.
The chaos really adds to the experience, I think.
You're there. It's chaotic. They hate that you're ordering a sandwich. They can't believe it.
How dare you?
They're like,
how dare you come to one of the most famous Vietnamese sandwich shops in Houston and order like, the thing that they're the best known for? Like,
they're like, oh, God, you want a sandwich?
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
And, but in a way, I love that, because they're just like, yeah, of course you want a sandwich.
That really,
why else are you here?
That really tells us a lot about you, Chelsea.
Well, I mean, I find my defense, own demons.
In their defense, that bakery is filled with all these prepackaged things that they spend all wrapping up. And then the moment they call you up and like, oh, the one item that we have to make live.
No, literally, I don't know if they could package more things and fit it in that space. It's like literally tables, piles of like sweets, snacks, breads, fried, anything you could possibly want. And you walk in and you're like, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at this sandwich. And they're like, oh my God, stop it.
It really is like a really good business model though, because as you're trying to avoid eye contact because you're uncomfortable, you're shopping around.
Yeah.
For other things.
Yeah, because they kind of look at you angrily as they do this sexual thing with the butter, and you're just like, okay, I'm gonna turn around, I guess.
I hope you're tipping extra, Chelsea.
I mean, I think the last time I was there, I literally slid $20 into the tip cup because I felt
like they deserved
both,
it.
I felt like they deserved it, but I also felt like both good and
but yeah, you sandwiches pay, people, are delicious.
People pay extra for that to feel good and bad.
If you like the butter, the buh, that much, there's Amish places that serve that as a dip as well.
Uh-huh. Yum. good.
Chelsea, I know what to get you for the holidays this year.
I'm really into butter, guys. It works. It's the flavor. It's just an amazing flavor. You know, it just carries it right to the soul center. Love butter. So bun mi duck bit from Alpha Bakery. I will always love you. No one can convince me otherwise.
Mary, that's a hard act to follow, but that is your challenge. You have you have entree and wild card left.
Okay, I'm gonna go entree, and I'm gonna take us all to a place that they're gonna treat you nice. They're gonna actually treat you real nice. they're not gonna be mean to you. They're not gonna give you dirty looks. And this for me is a favorite place, like a good date spot. I also like going here with my mom around the holidays. It's just pretty and very, you know, very good. Like, you're paying for the environment for sure. So we're going to go with Le Colonial and Shocking Beef is one of my favorites there. Really delicious. Their pickled onions are really good. All the greens that come with that dish, generous portion. You're paying River Oaks District pricing, but you know what? You're going to feel good, and you can still tip 20 or more on your way out.
Yeah, I only you would pick the two bougiest Vietnamese restaurants
of
in
course,
Houston,
right? There you go.
On your draft board. So this is very on brand.
I was predisposed to not liking it. The idea, it's like going to a high-end taco place. It just seems wrong. And like, I pretty much went in with my arms crossed going, this is just going to be awful. And you know what? It's actually, their food's really good.
I feel like, you know, we can go high and we can go low. And this is a good example of going high.
There's something for everybody, Mary. You know?
Fine. It is as bougie as it comes, though. That's true.
We all have our preferences. Okay. Some of us like to feel like we're unwanted.
Chelsea, we can address this in therapy this week.
We do.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Love you.
All right. Let's see. That brings it back to me. You know, I'm going to take my soup because I need to regroup on entree. I'm amazed that there, you know, I knew not everybody was going to take pho, but we've only taken one pho, and I don't know.
I think we're scared.
Well, I just feel like there's so much good pho. And
I think we're still mourning the loss of pho bin is really what it is.
I
totally agree.
You know, and then I was all set to take Dipping Tiger, but it looks like it's temporarily closed or being reconcepted. So that kind of bums me out. But I was doing a little research, and I came across Bao Ong's review of D An Pho, way on the western edge of Chinatown. And I drove out there yesterday, and I have to say, wow. I was very impressed by how much I like that bowl of soup. It's an aggressively spiced broth. It's cloudy. It's shimmering with beef fat on top. The noodles were really cooked well. They didn't clump together. I thought the beef was really tasty. I thought the service was really good. So give me the beef, however you want it, with whatever ingredients you want. I got brisket and steak, Thai Nam, but however you want it, beef at Dien Pho is my soup selection.
It's great. Like the bone marrow one there, I love it.
Isabel, that brings us to you.
Okay. Les baguette. How do you say it? This is for my sandwich selection.
I can't believe it.
I'm sorry. I know. And honestly, like going there and seeing that as someone who grew up in Chinatown, Aleaf went during the days of like the $3 to $4 bud me, like I'm a little ashamed, but I got their pork bun mi, their lemongrass pork bun mi, and it like they max it out with like everything that I love about a bun mi, which is the butter, the aioli, whatever they call it, the like layers and sheets of pickled veggies and just like really, really good pork. I like hated that I loved it. So if you're in the loop, it is one to consider, okay?
Well, technically, it's just outside the loop, right?
Oh, okay,
just north of the loop on Ella at 34th.
If you're not near Alpha, okay, if you're not near Alpha Bakery, this is one. This is one that will make you very happy.
That kind of gateway into more indulgent gourmet sandwiches because they were kind of early on pioneers of bringing in like Wagyu and their bun mi or in their and whatnot.
Yeah.
The places you're thinking like, why would I put this in there? But they made it so flavorful.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just a lot of flavor. And they brought it out. It was presented so beautifully. And I was like, ew. it was really good. It was so good and very nice. And everyone was very nice. I think that's a contender. Chelsea, stop. Stop making that face.
I love what you feel ashamed about.
It's about like my exasperation is because I was going to take the beef belly lemongrass.
Oh, okay. I misread the room, honestly.
No.
I'm laughing at Palmer's disappointment.
Yeah, what Tony is doing there, like, you know, when you know, they started off in Montrose and moved it up there. And he's taking grilling and his proteins really seriously. Yeah. And just Stevie, like you were saying, he's taking that to the next level. And the presentation is just fantastic.
I know.
It's like, you know, comes in that box, You know, and it's almost like a double meal. It's so big.
Yeah, it's
so
huge.
Packed.
I took half of it home. I'm
really upset that you took it.
I apologize for being a little silly about loving it, but it just like was very anti what I knew about. But
I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
right
so, you. Very good. It's very good.
You got silly. You got sexual. We got to bring them all in.
Okay, let me see. Michael, that brings us to you. You have, let's see, you have sandwich and you have wild card. So take one to close out round five and one to kick off round six.
Oh, well, that took my sandwich. I thought no one's going to take this. You know what? I had the banh mi at Moon Rabbit. And I loved it. It came with this this dipping sauce. I think it's a Bocas dip. Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
And man, the quality of the bread was fantastic. It had a nice crisp exterior, but really soft interior. The quality of the protein was just luscious, really good, excellent flavor and excellent texture. Moon Rabbit, it's not just kind of like a more higher end, you know, composed kind of Vietnamese experience. Their sandwich game is strong. So even though it's my second choice, it's, I think, still a worthy one.
That was my
so with that.
Michael as well, but more that it was a modern take as opposed to the traditional.
Nice.
But like you mentioned, that banh mi bao khao, I recommend that every single time because it's like a French onion dip sandwich, but
yum.
The banh mi itself, you've got a indulgent brisket meat in there, and then the beef stew, the little dip that you put into, that's a home-style traditional Vietnamese soup that everybody loves, and you put those both together, that's just phenomenal.
Well said. Okay, so I guess I got to close out the wild card, right?
You do.
You know what? I'm going to take a page out of Mary's book just because I was really surprised that Anam got, you know, a Michelin nod. But we had some good dishes there. And the ones that really stood out for me is their dessert program. Dessert is not something I normally have in a Vietnamese restaurant now, which is interesting because, you know, Vietnamese iced coffee being interpreted as a dessert by so many restaurants, not just here, but across the country, has become a prevalent thing. I think the New York Times was doing the Vietnamese iced coffee brownie that dropped a couple days ago, and that's a huge hit. So, like I said, dessert's not a normal thing, but the desserts at Anam, the mousse cakes that they do, they're not just beautiful. The flavor and the texture is just fantastic. And for, I guess, a cuisine that I normally don't have that kind of denouement, like at Anam, it's I would always have it every time. So I'm going with the dessert program at Anam, particularly the mousse cakes.
Excellent choice. All right, Isabel, you have Viet Cajun left.
Viet Cajun. So I was put onto this by the Pudgies and Underground Creamery crews. I feel like they're regulars here during the crawfish season, and it's yummy seafood. Really good. I mean, I love Cajun crawfish. I love Viet Cajun crawfish, but it's the sides that stuck out. So they've got really, really good like crawfish fried rice and like garlic noodles and all of the little snacky things I feel like are just important as the crawfish. Eric, do I need to pick one thing?
No, you're good.
Okay, good. but the menu just feels like each of the things outside of crawfish can stand on their own. Very good.
All right. Well, that brings it to me. I still have entree left. And as we, you know, when Chelsea took the goi git at Tiananmen, it leaves the one obvious other thing to get at Tiananmen, and that is their bonzeo. And I feel like if we did this draft and no one picked the bonzeo at Tiananmen, I think we would have done everyone listening to it a disservice, or at least given them something very obvious to complain about. So
100%.
Let me step in. I will take the bonzeo, the rice paper crepe, or the rice crepe at Tiananmen. It's crispy, it's huge, it's full of seafood and bean sprouts and vegetables, and it's, you could share it. You could split it as an appetizer for the table. You could do basically whatever you want with it. It's huge. You just,
well, it's one of those. I take that as a challenge. It's like when you used to have those pho restaurants that would think that big bowl that could feed a family of four, and try to see if you can finish that in one sitting. That's how I'll treat that Ben sale at Pin On as well.
I just want to
it's
say
mostly air. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say I did not take the bun sale at Tianon just because I'm a giver. I'm a giver and I wanted to give that choice to somebody else. So
kind. Well, so kind.
That's very generous of you. I am the beneficiary of you not taking the Goiget at Huin and of not taking the Banzeo at Tianon. Because you really my draft board would have been a lot more complicated without those favors from you.
You're welcome.
All right, Mary Clarkson, we are back to you. You have your wild card selection left.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Moon Rabbit. Obviously, a lot of us have been liking that. I think it's a good choice. It's a frequent lunch spot for me. I'm going to pick something that I don't normally eat a lot of, but have started to like a lot more of these days, the wings, the garlic soy glaze. Wings at Moon Rabbit are perfectly cooked, nice and crispy. Good little snack bite during happy hour.
Yeah, I was wondering if anyone, like, I had the wings at Roostar as a possible wild card. Obviously, the Via Cajun places, the wings are very popular.
Oh, so good, yeah.
Fish sauce wings are just, yeah, that's as good as it gets.
They're the perfect food.
Yeah, crispy, crunchy, little sweet, little sour. Yeah, no, that's a great pick. All right. Well, Chelsea, you also have your wild card selection.
Yeah, this is a really hard one. I mean, I do want to just take a brief moment to hold space for the Vietnamese restaurants that we've lost along the way. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pho Binh, all the clay pot dishes from Van Lock, RIP. And from left field, Dinette Bakery. Where'd she go? Anyway, so I just want to say that.
We're still looking.
Dinette, and then what the restaurant that was part of it was like, I thought that place was so delicious.
I love Dinette.
It just didn't catch
parking.
On.
It's the parking.
It was
there was never anybody in there, but it was good.
It was so good. But the bakery, that pandan cinnamon roll with the condensed milk, stop.
All right. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Okay. Anyway, I had to give a little in memoriam. But wild card. This one's really hard. And I think I'm going to go up against Stevie with this one, with the Bun Bat Chien from Kin Thai, Midtown Ooh. OG. I love Kin Thai. I know that it kind of feels like you're in like a purgatory waiting station when you're in that restaurant because of the characters that come in and out of there. But I love that place. And I love the Bun Bat Chien. I think it's really good. I think it stands up against the one at Tam Tan. The only difference is you can't get it when you're drunk, unless you're drunk at 2 p.m., which I guess you can. But I love that place. I like the owners are still there in their, I don't know, 70s, 80s cooking. And I think everything there feels like it's made like special just for you. And it takes a little bit of time to get it, but it's worth it in the end. So Bun Bat Chien, Kin Thai.
Yeah, this is a restaurant I had to give up when I broke up with someone after a serious relationship. This was like,
shut up.
It was her place, so I just had I had to give it up. But I'm happy to see Kim Tai make our draft board.
Do you need us to like get it for you, like secret shopper it? And
I mean,
bring
maybe
it to your house?
You know that may be the secret. I just like on the infinitesimal chance that I run into either her or her parents, I can't.
Oh,
they love that place, and when we broke up, they got it. So,
as your friend, let me know.
All right, Stevie, you started us off, and now you get to finish it off. So, you have wild card left.
All right. Well, for my wild card, I'm going to go a little bit more main. Well, I guess you could say main on that one, but I'm going to choose Kim Sun for that one because they've been an established one for the ages. And
yeah.
Their Bel Air location is one where if you have friends visiting, if you have family visiting and you want to take them to the little Saigon area, but they cannot tell you what they want to eat, then you take them to the buffet and tell them just to go wild and wreck shop. You've got a little bit of everything.
All of the above.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think like many native Houstonians, like one of the first places I encountered Vietnamese food, you know, egg rolls, spring rolls, The Vietnamese fajitas, all that stuff at Kim San, always so great. So this was definitely on my draft. Kim San was on my draft board. I'm delighted to see it included, and happy to know that a member of the community still really values what they do, because I just think that's such a Houston institution. And, you know, a little bit like, you know, Alpha Bakery, it's like if we didn't include Kim San, I don't think we would have been doing justice to like the legacy of Vietnamese restaurants in Houston. So very good. All right, y'all. Again, I'm gonna do this one last time. I'm gonna go over everybody's picks, starting with Stevie. Tan Tan for Bun Ba Chen is his appetizer. His entree is the miso marinated clay pot at Moon Rabbit. His sandwich comes from Win Wow, Win Go.
No.
Yeah. NGO.
Yeah, okay. His soup is the Bo Bun Hue from Vuo Vo Van.
Bun Ba.
Thank you. His Viet Cajun choice is real seafood. And his wild card is the buffet at Kim San. Chelsea Thomas started with the duck salad from Tien An. Her entree is the Bon Coon from Thien Thanh. Her sandwich comes from Alpha Bakery. Her soup is the sour catfish soup at Bodard Bistro. 88 boiling crawfish is her Viet Cajun selection. And her wild card is the Bun Ba Chen at Kim Thai. Mary Clarkson kicked things off with the mango papaya salad at Old Saigon Cafe. Le Colonial Shaking Beef is her entree. Roostar's Crispy Tofu is her sandwich. Cabbage Soup from Anam. Her Viet Cajun pick is from South by Saigon, easy for me to say. And her wild card is the garlic soy rings from Moon Rabbit. I picked Huynh's Duck Salad as my appetizer. I picked the Bon Zeo from Tien An as my entree. Cali Sandwich Grilled Pork is my sandwich. Dien Pho makes my soup. Crawfish Cafe is my Viet Cajun. And Beef Seven Ways at Saigon Pagalak is my wild card. Isabel took the crispy rice paper egg rolls from the Duck House as her appetizer. She took the Bun Cha Hanoi from Da Cao as her entree. Les Baguettes Lemonese Pork Banh Mi is her sandwich. Her soup is the Bu Bun Hue from Bu Bun Hue Duck Chong Midnight. Yummy Seafood is her Viet Cajun selection. And her wild card is the Shaking Tofu from Lua Viet Kitchen. Last but not least, the birthday boy, Michael Former, started us off with Bun Ba Chen from Nam Gao. The red curry beef rib from Koi Barbecue is his entree. The Banh Mi Bo Ko from Moon Rabbit is his sandwich. Pho 54's Oxtail Pho is his soup. Cajun Kitchen is his Viet Cajun. And finally, he is the only person to take a dessert, Mousse Cake from Anam, as his wild card. And again, I apologize profusely to everyone for all of my pronunciation.
All of our pronunciation, except Stevie.
Chelsea, if you don't put the diacritic marks in as you're saying them, did you even speak the word?
That is, and you know what? I think we're the only two that understand what that comment is for, and I appreciate
that. That is a very specific, very inside joke that's just for me and Chelsea. It is a gentle poke at a person who will definitely not be listening to this podcast. But maybe it will make its way back to her. We never know. All right. Just real quick, was there anything on anyone's, just one by one, what's the one thing that you didn't draft that you wish you could have? Stevie, why don't you start us off?
You know, for me, it's about going to the, like you mentioned, whether it was like Alpha Bakery or Kim Thai or Kim Sun, it's playing homage to the OGs. And one favorite one of mine is also Vietnam Coast. That's located off of South area. They've got their staple that keeps on, you know, strutting out there, and their garlic chicken or any of their main entree dishes over there are things that are just nostalgic home style.
Chelsea, how about you? What's something that you considered but ultimately didn't make your list?
One thing is the Bon Ut Thit Nong at Win, the grilled pork rice crepe. Are we sensing a theme? at Win, which is the number 5, so you all know. That's one of my favorite appetizers with like the meat sauce that they do. I would also say, and note, and I think feel like Michael was, this is the dish you were talking about, Nam Gao, but I really, really like the bun cut from Bodard Bistro, which is the little, basically it's like a miniature bun cao, but more of a pudgy pancake with shrimp on top. I love that. Probably the Nim Nyong from them as well. And then I think also I was surprised no one mentioned Pho Sapa in Bel Air, which they make their own rice noodles there. And I like their wide noodle pho with oxtail. It's really good. So shout out to Pho Sapa.
Mary, what about you? Did you have anything that you wanted to mention but didn't ultimately make your team?
I mean, I feel like I could have used it for wild card, but if we had had a dessert category, I probably would have picked the avocado Vietnamese coffee kind of dessert at Wynn. It's so good.
You know, I thought about the Lee Sandwich Cafe Suda, like maybe the most famous Cafe Suda. I thought about the Cafe Suda ice cream from Cloud 10 as a possible wild card selection.
Or the Vietnamese coffee milkshake from Burger Bodega. Just
oh yeah, that was also that in there. Yeah, the legacy of the burger guys lives on in that milkshake. I don't know, Isabel, what did any other places you want to mention as we're wrapping this up?
Yeah, guys, we're so lucky. Like, all of these are so good. One that I just could not find a place for, San San Tofu. Right? It is a vegan restaurant, kind of like a point and pick kind of place. No, Eric. He was giving me a thumbs down.
Thumbs down to vegan Vietnamese food.
Okay, but
it's really,
really good. So I... developed a shrimp allergy. It's bullshit. But they have, oh my God, what is the soup called? What is the one with the egg, Stevie? It's like crab, egg, soup, tomato.
The rao?
Bunreal? Bunreal.
Yeah, bunreal.
With the shrimp paste.
Oh my gosh. And that's one that I can't eat anymore. And they make a really, really good vegan one. They also do like very fresh soft tofu dessert with the ginger syrup, and everything's just like so fresh and delicious. Yeah, Eric, take that.
Fine. I am suitably chastised. All right.
Eric, you never spent your youth with a bunch of punks at Quan Yen vegan restaurant.
And it shows. That was a deep cut, Chelsea.
That's a deep cut.
Yes.
All right. Michael Fulmer, close us out. What are one or two places that you want to mention that ultimately didn't make the official draft?
You know, the Via Cajun, it just continues to expand every year. You know, I'm an avid crawfish run person. I travel all over the city. I travel all over the state, and I even go to Louisiana every year to do this. And it just better the Veterans Memorial area, the Beamer Road area. There's just every year there's several new places, and they're good. And that really speaks well to our city. At the risk of sounding really obsequious, my hat goes off to everyone else on this panel today, because you've given me something to strive for, dishes that I haven't tried. You know, I mad respect for all of you. Stevie, this is the first time I've had interacting with you, and I just like it's fantastic. You know, I had pho today, and I'm already making a list, not in a competitive manner, but like I want to go to these places and try these dishes. So I really thank you guys, Isabel, for taking two of the ones I was going to choose. That speaks well to us. I think that speaks well to us. And the one place I guess that I'm surprised no one picked was crawfish and noodles, because of their plot, but it's good. I stopped going there because I'm just not willing to wait that long for it. I'm willing to pay the extra amount because what he does with, you know, choosing the bigger ones, the quality of what he does, it's really still very good. I'm not willing to wait, but I was surprised that crawfish.
Yeah, no, this reminds me of when we did the barbecue draft and no one took the brisket from Killen's. It's like nobody picked nobody picked crawfish and noodles for the occasion. Really? Like nobody, we're all a little too hip for that, I guess.
I figured it was going to get named. So I was trying to pick like outliers that don't get.
Yeah, me too. I was like, obviously someone's going to take the turkey necks from crawfish and noodles. So yeah. I'll just leave that there.
The
crab.
It's really good. It's just, like I said, it's just so packed all the time. I there's so many new places I want to try, but you know, I still have mad respect for them.
Totally.
I'm literally driving to TNN right now if anyone wants to join me.
Oh my God.
I went to Saigon Cafe for a pho this morning.
So hungry.
No podcasting.
Get an extra cafe
and driving
for me, please.
Yum.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, let me just thank you all one more time. Stevie Vu from Chowdown in Chinatown and the Asia Society, Chelsea Thomas from Local Foods Group, Mary Clarkson from Heights Grocer and Montrose Grocer, Isabel Proto-Martyr from the Have a Nice Day Markets and everything else you do around town, and of course, our barbecue expert, Michael Fulmer. I am going to take all of your results, and I am going to submit them to Christine Ha and John Suh, owners of the Blind Goat.
Nobody chose her place.
Owners of the Blind Goat. MasterChef winner Christine Ha is our celebrity guest judge. She and her husband, John Suh, will review the results and render a verdict. This episode will air on Tuesday, December 9th, and the results or the picking of the winner will air on Thursday, December 11th. So once again, thank you to the panel. Thank you to our producer. Thanks to you for listening. I'll be back on Thursday with Christine and John to pick a winner.
Breaking apartment news. The Champion people, you know, the people with the good apartments, bring you River Park of Dublin with this amazing deal.
No rent until 2026. Live in one of the coolest places in the city, right by Bridge Park, and you will not pay rent until next year.
I don't believe it.
I lie a lot, but not about this.
River Park of Dublin. Great location, great amenities, and now a great special. Okay, now go to livewithchampion.com. LiveWithChampion.com. LiveWithChampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.